For our text, please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 15. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that he strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Lord bless the reading of his word. Why Bible College? The late Reverend Dr. Paul Contento, who was an OMF missionary to China and Southeast Asia, and the one who laid the foundation stone of the Far Eastern Bible College, said, without the Bible College, the church would die. Without the Bible College, the church would die. I think this is a very good observation and saying of Dr. Contento. The Bible says that the absence of knowledge will destroy the church. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. And it is no wonder that in the Great Commission, Jesus commanded his church not only to evangelize the world, to preach the good news, to make disciples of all nations, but also to indoctrinate his people. Jesus said that we must teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And the Far Eastern Bible College will commence another new academic term tomorrow, July the 17th, with a day of prayer. We want to begin with prayer. We want to begin with God. And we want to seek his favor. We want to seek his blessing. For without the Lord, how can we continue? How can we impart his words? We need the Spirit to guide us into all truth. And how we thank the Lord for using our beloved pastor, the Reverend Dr. Timothy Toh, to found the Bible College in 1962. It was a step of faith that he had taken, and the Lord had honored that faith. And this year, the college is in her 44th year. It is already 44 years by the grace of God. And I would urge you to pray for the college, that the Lord would protect the college from many attacks of the evil one, so that the college might continue to train up faithful servant leaders for the Christian church, to take an uncompromising stand for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, and to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And in the light of the Great Commission, the church needs the Bible College to prepare faithful servants for Jesus Christ. The church needs the Bible College to prepare faithful servants for Jesus Christ. And in 2 Timothy verse 2, chapter 2, verse 2, we read, Paul says, And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. This verse by Paul to Timothy is a favorite verse of many a Bible college, and rightly so. The church needs faithful pastors, not payful preachers, whose motto is more pay, more preach, no pay, no preach, less pay, less preach. There are those who serve the Lord for filthy lucre, for money. May we not have any of such men in ministry. We need faithful pastors, not payful ones who seek more pay. And such payful preachers, Paul says in Philippians 3:19, they have their God. Their God is their belly, whose God is their belly. And Calvin adds, whose religion is their kitchen. And neither does the church need playful pastors who goof or golf away their precious time that should be spent on the Word of God and in prayer. The Bible College is a crucible. The Bible College crucible should weed out those who enter the ministry for selfish reasons and with ulterior motives. And the grind of daily homilies with practical duties should test the mettle and worth of every student. So students, you're not in for a holiday. You're in for hard training. And so if you want to, new students, if you want to leave the college, you better leave right now. Because I issue the warning. Your training will be hard. For FEBC is not a pleasure, but a pressure cooker. It is a pressure cooker. And you'll find it out in the first 2 weeks when you get your assignments and all that you need to do to succeed as you train to be faithful servants of God. And this is in line with the Pauline injunction, as we read in verse 3 of chapter 2. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So students, you don't come in as tourists, you come in as soldiers. Soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And our principal has likened FEBC to SAFTI, and that is our Singapore Armed Forces Training Institute, where we train officers and soldiers to defend the country. Well, FEBC is also like a SAFTI. And we urge you to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ without complaining and without murmuring. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And so study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of truth. And those who endure suffering and prove themselves faithful usually will emerge mature and ready and equipped for ministry. But those not called, those who will not endure, those who come with their own reasons and not for God's reason and purpose will find themselves fading away and they will one day disappear. The church does not need the clever and the cunning. And FEBC does not seek such students either. We need the humble and the faithful. There are students who may be A academically. They get A grades. But then they may turn out to be traitors of the Lord. But there may be students who are not A students, but they do their very best. And their hearts are right before God and man. And though weak, they are clean. We need such students whom the Lord can use. We had one student from Sarawak. And I think some of you might have met her. She came to our camp recently, Marilyn Nanta. And while she did her best in the Bible college, but could not get A grades. So she was, getting C's and D's. But she encouraged herself in the Lord. One day, she preached a sermon at the homiletics class, and then she gave an illustration. She says, A and D are the same. So whether you're A student or you're a D student, we are all the same. One is an ass, the other one is a donkey. We are the same. Well, she has a point. She has a point. What counts is faithfulness in ministry. Not whether you are an A student or a D student. Even if you are a D student. I'm not encouraging students to aim for D's. You must always aim for A. But the point is this. We must do our level best. Our heart must be right with God. We must be faithful. And we are interested in faithful men. Not clever or cunning men. Because faithful men can be used by God. And the Lord has used our sister wonderfully in Sarawak. And she reaches out to those who are despised, rejected by society. The lame, the poor, the handicapped, the blind. She's reaching out to them. And now she has a congregation of about 150 by the grace of God. The Lord can use you if you are faithful. And we look for such students to be trained in FEBC. And this is what Paul says. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 26. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 to 31, we read. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence, But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. The glory of God must be the only aim for our ministry, our service, and our Christian living. Man's chief aim is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And in this day and age when Bible colleges are falling away one by one, we want to stand firm, even if we stand alone. We need faithful Bible colleges to train God's preachers to be strong doctrinal preachers, faithful to the perfect scriptures. The late Dr. Carl McIntyre, the founder of the BP movement in the United States and the president of the International Council of Christian Churches, the ICCC, has rightly said, and Dr. McIntyre said these words, strong doctrinal preaching is absolutely essential if a church is to be faithful, to be a faithful church of Christ. Strong doctrinal preaching is absolutely essential if a church is to be a faithful church of Christ. There is no place in the church of Christ for a single preacher who denies the word of God. If you deny the word of God, you might as well not be a preacher. If you deny the word of God, why be a Christian in the first place? We must always affirm the word of God, agree with the word of God, believe in the word of God, and preach the word of God in all its purity and fullness. And I'm so thankful that under Dr. McIntyre's leadership, that the ICCC in Amsterdam in 1997, and then in Jerusalem in the year 2000, in the World Congress meetings, Dr. McIntyre affirmed the 100% preservation of the words of God in the Holy Scriptures. And recently I was glad that one of the sermons of Dr. McIntyre is found in the internet at the sermonaudio.com. And he preached a sermon on Psalm 12. And in that sermon that was preached in 1992, way back in 1992, Dr. McIntyre said these words. And he commented on Psalm 12, verse 6 to 7. For the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, thou shalt preserve them forever. And what did he say about this, about these verses? He said this. Now come verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words. Not one of them is mistaken, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. All the dregs are out. All the impurities are out. Right? Here is a marvelous affirmation and vindication that God's word is perfect. Now, the words of the Lord are pure words. And then verse 7, how I love this. And this is what McIntyre says, how I love verse 7. And he says, thou shalt keep them, O Lord. That is, keep his words. Keep his words. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. No matter what happens, one generation comes and another passes away, God is going to preserve His words from one generation to another. The words of God will be preserved throughout all the generations. Dr. McIntyre believed in the preservation of the words and every word of the scriptures. And the proof text he used was Psalm 12, 6 to 7, which many people deny today. But we believe and take God's word at face value and take a stand for God's perfectly preserved words as promised in Psalm 12, verse 6 and 7. So in the Far Eastern Beacon of Christmas 2000, it was published the statement of the World Congress of the International Council of Christian Churches. and has declared that the Bible is forever infallible and inerrant, and that the ICCC believes, quote, the Old Testament has been preserved in the Masoretic text, and the New Testament in the Textus Receptus combined, they give us the complete Word of God, unquote. I say amen to this. And then it goes on to say, quote, the King James Version in English has been faithfully translated from these God-preserved manuscripts, unquote. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. So we take a stand with Dr. McIntyre and the International Council. Indeed, the Bible today is infallible and inerrant, 100% perfect without any mistake. And a Bible college that does not believe in the 100% inspired and 100% preserved Bible does not deserve to exist. Every Bible college should believe this. Well, how can we train faithful men to impart the faithful word without such a Bible? We just cannot. A Bible college needs faith. And faithful men are needed to promote the biblical and fundamental Christian faith. In any true Bible college, there must be a passionate proclamation of the foundational convictions of the Christian faith and of the good news of Jesus Christ. A Bible college curriculum must first and foremost be Bible-centered and steep in doctrine and theology, with an emphasis on the biblical languages. Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. And the promotion of the Christian faith cannot be had with a smattering of Bible and theology and half-baked practical ministry courses that many seminaries offer today. Practice comes out of doctrine. Today, many people emphasize practice. Practice is important. But before we can practice the faith, we must know the faith. Doctrine comes first. Doctrine is very important. It's vitally important. Doctrine begets practice. And proof of this can be seen in the intensive systematic study of God's word that Paul conducted in the school of Tyrannus. It led to many conversions and changed lives. For in Acts 19, verse 18 and verse 20, we read, and many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. And that's through Paul's teaching ministry at the school of Tyrannus. Without the Bible college, the church would die. And through the Bible college that Paul taught in, the word of God grew and many were converted. And FEBC makes no apology for emphasizing a great deal on doctrine. And our curriculum is heavy on theology, requiring systematic theology in all its four parts. There's also Calvin's Institutes, taught in two parts. Then we have contemporary theology, taught in four parts. And the Westminster Standards, which are our Reformed Confession of Faith. And the Bible is also studied most carefully, not only as a whole, but also book by book, verse by verse. And all degree students, bachelor, master, and doctor of theology students, are all required to be proficient in the original languages, in Hebrew, in Aramaic, and in Greek, so that they might be fully equipped to become effective expositors and defenders of the Word of God. So in order to promote the truth beyond the four walls of the Bible college, we also need to publish. As the saying goes in academia, publish or perish. Well, we must publish as well. And so the college publishes a theological journal, The Burning Bush, and there are copies outside. You can help yourself to them. And faculty and student papers are printed and published for teaching beyond the four walls of the college. You want to get the truth out. And the Lord has blessed The Burning Bush, which is published twice a year, and it is unashamedly polemic. It is a polemical journal. We want to earnestly contend for the faith, and we agree wholeheartedly with Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the prince of preachers who started also a pastor's college when he served in London. And Spurgeon rightly said this. He says, a magazine which is not outspoken and is destitute of principle is a literary nuisance. I agree with him 100%. A magazine which is not outspoken and is destitute of principle is a literary nuisance. We want to publish a magazine or journal that is worth reading, addressing the signs of the times, the trends of this age, to warn people of the dangers that surround us. For we are living in a sin-cursed world, and there are many dangers and falsehood around. So FEBC promotes the truth not only through the printed page, but also through the internet. Now you have the internet. There's a whole lot of nonsense in the internet, but we can use it also as a medium to propagate the truth. And the college has an attractive website rich in biblical resources that can be downloaded freely. This morning I just received an email from a certain Bible college in Canada saying that we have excellent materials in our website and ask for permission to use them. Of course, we freely give permission for them to print copies and to distribute them. So by God's grace, we are making an impact worldwide through the internet, through our publications. And if you have not seen our website, go to febc.edu.sg. All right? And if you need any resources, you can download our publications and our books freely from there. And also we have the FEBC Book Room, which is also a vital ministry of the college, and has served the college and the churches well by stocking up good Christian textbooks and literature. The Bible College needs truth, not just faith, but truth. And there's a need for honest and courageous men to protect the purity of the church. A Bible college, as I've mentioned earlier, quoting our principle, is like a military institute to train godly Christian soldiers to protect the doctrinal purity of the church. Paul told Timothy to pay attention to doctrine in his ministry. 1 Timothy 4 verse 16 reads, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Doctrine saves. And the Apostle Paul showed by example this important aspect of Bible college ministry. He told the Ephesian church, if you turn to Acts chapter 20, Acts chapter 20, verse 27. Acts chapter 20, verse 27. Let me read for you. "For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all of them which are sanctified. Yes, we need to teach, impart the whole counsel of God. Not some part of God's word, not most parts, but every part, all parts of God's word. In all its fullness, the whole counsel of God. And Jude 3 tells us, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We need to earnestly contend, struggle in our defense of the faith and of the word of God. And in these last days of falsehood and falling away, the church must be doubly vigilant if she is to be kept from being swept away by the tide of unbelief and compromise. You know, the Bible College serves as the protector of the church. And the college must always be alert to spot the latest doctrinal virus that seek to invade and to infect the church. You know, lately the virus is getting more powerful. My two girls were down with flu, and then the viral bug that they caught, led to their temperatures being 40 degrees. They had very high fever, and even after you take Panadol, the fever doesn't come down. We have such potent viruses in our environment. Well, spiritually speaking, there are also very powerful viruses, doctrinal errors and falsehood that seek to invade and to infect the church and to destroy the church. And we must be on our guard. We must do our reading. We must do our research. We must be watchdogs and then sound the alarm when there are such attacks. And we must publish our findings and we must expose these harmful agents. You know, in 2003, you know very well, SARS hit the world and the SARS disease and virus hit Singapore. And we thank the Lord that Singapore was well protected from SARS and against SARS because she has a well-armed and well-equipped hospital in Tan Tock Seng, Tan Tock Seng Hospital. And then with an expert staff of doctors and nurses, they could deal immediately and swiftly to this virus that had invaded our country. And so it was kept at bay. Now the church also needs the Bible College, well-armed, well-equipped, with faithful ministers of the gospel and theologians to keep all these diseases at bay, to deal effectively with any incoming threat, or else we'll be destroyed. Without the Bible College, the church would die, Dr. Contento says. And it is indeed, these are not empty words. They are true. And so we need a Bible College with a well-trained, biblically well-trained, and God-fearing faculty to fend off any invading doctrinal germ. And our principal is most concerned for this. That's why in the 1970s, he instituted the Dienbergen Oath that every faculty and board member must swear by the perfect Bible without any mistake. And so we have been effectively immunized, vaccinated against all these doctrinal dangers that seek to invade us. So today there are two SARS-like doctrines that the church must be immunized against. What are they? The first is open theism. These are new doctrines coming in. But actually, these new viruses are old ones, right? Now in new clothing. Open theism, which teaches that God does not know everything about the future. And this questions his omniscience. And this is not helped by the liberals. It's now taught by the evangelicals, those who claim they believe in the gospel, those who claim to believe the Bible. But they say, and they teach in the Bible colleges and seminaries, God doesn't know everything about the future. The future is open, not fixed. No, God is in control. And every single event, past, present, and future, already planned, predestined, decreed, ordered by the Lord. And it will happen according to what He has planned, and what He has ordered, and what He has decreed. We affirm the omniscience of God. And the second doctrinal virus is neodeism, which teaches that God did not preserve all of His inspired words, the jot and tittle, according to Matthew 5:18. Till heaven and earth pass, one jot, one tittle shall in no wise pass, Jesus promised. We believe in the 100% preservation of the words that God had breathed out in the very beginning, so that the Bible was not only perfect in the past, the Bible remains perfect today, to the jot and tittle. And so this neodeism that is creeping in questions God's omnipotence, His power. Now, if God is powerful to preserve our salvation, that every Christian, everyone who is born again, every child of His will be kept saved, and He will save us to the very end, and no one will lose His salvation. If God is powerful to preserve us until the very end, surely He is powerful enough to preserve His words to the last iota, according to His promise. And by faith we believe in the power of God to preserve His words. So the Bible college needs courage. Courage. Even if she must stand alone, seeking only to please God and not man. And may the Lord raise up more Bible colleges that will prepare faithful servants to promote the Christian faith and protect the church, the purity of the church in the Word of God. And the Lord is calling more men and women to join the fray, to give their life to full-time Christian ministry and service. Why will not Singaporeans respond? Is the Lord calling you? Pray, Lord, I'm ready. If you'll call me, I will go. Here am I. Send me. Will you not pray such a prayer? The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. The Lord is calling devout and brave men to join His army and His ministry. Will you not answer the Lord's call? Pray for FEBC, will you? Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, how we thank Thee that You have not left Your church alone, but You have established many a Bible college that stands foursquare on Thy word and faithful to Thee to protect Thy church. And we just pray that You will keep FEBC faithful to Thee, true to Thee, and true to Thy word. Bless all faculty, bless all students, and Lord, every student counts, and we pray that each one will turn out well for Christ's sake and for the sake of His kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.